Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So, these past few weeks in Advent, the themes have been centering on the word mysteries. In the Bible, when the word mystery is used, it's referring to something that you could not know unless it's been revealed, unless it's been told to you or explained to you from outside of you. And the Apostle Paul speaks of a mystery in his letter to the Colossians when he writes, I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So next Saturday is Christmas Eve, so it's probably almost too late to tell people what you want for Christmas. Most of the shopping is done, gifts are wrapped, and this week you'll find out how your loved ones did on picking up on the subtle or maybe not so subtle hints. But we know that people don't and won't always get what they want. One boy wrote to Santa Claus, Dear Santa, last year I asked for a bike. Instead, you sent me a sister. Maybe some other boy wanted a sister and got my bike. We've kept the sister, but I'd still like my bike. Another child wrote, Dear Santa, since last year I've changed bedrooms. My grandmother and her cat are in my old room now. Don't leave any presents there, because the cat will play with them, and maybe grandma too. It's estimated that some 8 million letters will be mailed to Santa from around the world this Christmas. Many of them are filled with innocent and unintentional humor. One boy wrote, Dear Santa, you seem to have had trouble getting my tractor and bicycle last time. Have you tried Google? And another wrote, I like what you're putting in my stocking this year. I know I'll like it because I looked on the cupboard and saw the gifts. So I guess if anyone knows what you want for Christmas, certainly Santa should. But sometimes he lets his children down. One child summarized her disappointment this way. Dear Santa, I didn't get what I wanted last time. My name is Penny, and I'm still living in the same house. There's a big number 40 on the door. Santa, let's get it straight. And another boy named Morris simplified it by simply saying, Dear Santa Claus, I want one of everything you've got. So what do children want for Christmas? They want a lot, and sometimes they want very little. Dear Santa, one boy wrote, me and my brother are not very happy this Christmas. Our daddy left home in the summer and has not sent any money. Plus, my mom is sick and can't get out to work much. We don't have a tree this year, and I'm afraid we won't have any presents either. Will you please send just a small box of candy to my brother David to make him feel good? Thank you. From your friend Sammy. That kind of a letter is very touching, but what's really sad is that there are so many children that are surrounded by all of the trappings of Christmas, but still don't know the mystery hidden for all ages and generations, but now revealed to God's saints. But if you think getting the right gift for kids is hard, how about adults? What do they want? It's getting harder and harder. You don't buy fur, that would be unsympathetic to animal rights. You can't buy dad a pipe because smoking is bad for his health. You can't have sweets or cookies, too many calories, fats, and sugars. Liquor isn't appropriate, what with alcoholism and drunk driving. Lingerie is chauvinistic, and the traditional tie is unimaginative. And most of us men have learned the hard way what not to buy our wives' kitchen items, especially if they require a plug. So what do adults want? Well, if the cards that are being sent out are any indication, it's something about peace on earth and goodwill toward men. Many cards show these scenes of simpler times, snowy country scenes with sleighs carrying a mom and a dad and smiling siblings. But I'm afraid that those kind of pictures are only found on the canvases of artists. It's a great idea, but it's sad that even many adults still don't know the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you. The mystery that remains hidden for so many today is that Christmas is when God confronts evil head on. From the first day, Satan rebelled against God, and ever since, a war has been underway for the crown of God's creation, the hearts and minds of his most precious creature. That's you and me. Sadly, we know all too well that sin has its victory in our lives. We've all experienced how this has shown itself in us, the desire to do that which we know we should not, the need to assert ourselves at the expense of others, in short, to have it our own way. But at Christmas, God declares that he is bigger than all of that. Throughout the Bible, we see God calling his people to not lose heart because the enemy has been met. That in Christ, God was there to lead the charge and fight the fight, engage and disarm the enemy, and lead his people forward in victory. God lifted his mystery up before a rough group of shepherds who were gathered in the fields outside Bethlehem by sending his angels to sing with joy, passing the message on that a Savior had been born for them. And God lifted his mystery up for the world to see when he sent a star that would lead the wise men so that they, people who were thought to be outside of God's consideration, that they would know God's promise was for them as well. And God lifted his mystery up throughout Jesus' earthly ministry. Time and again, Jesus engaged the enemy. The devil didn't stand a chance as Jesus spoke and acted with the authority of God himself. Satan, who delights in causing harm through deception and lies, was no match for the one who delivered people from all kinds of sicknesses and demon possession and even death itself. But one day, Satan suddenly found everything going his way. He was able to manipulate men to have Jesus betrayed, arrested, and condemned to die. And the devil thought that this was his greatest moment as he saw the mystery of God's love humiliated on a criminal's cross. And as he bled and died, all who watched knew that he was a failure. But then everything came crashing down for the enemy and all the enemies of God. As Jesus was lifted high, Satan realized the meaning of Jesus' mysterious words when he said, "Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. But I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself." You see, that's where Christmas finally becomes a Christmas worth celebrating. And that's what the angel meant when he said to Joseph, "And you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." The mystery of Christmas is revealed when we understand that the cross was God's plan for our salvation, when we recognize that the empty tomb of Easter is the Father's declaration that Jesus' cry, "It is finished," was a cry of victory, not of defeat. It's not likely that many people in America don't know that it's just 1 week before Christmas. Millions of dollars have been spent on Christmas trees alone. People know it's Christmas because, well, a Christmas story has been on TV. And the radio stations are playing the familiar carols and tunes and have been doing so now for almost a month. But too many people are entering this week ignorant of God's love for them. To them, Christmas is still a mystery, one they never knew, or maybe one that they've forgotten. For too many in this world, too many of our neighbors, family, or friends, the real truth revealed at Christmas remains a mystery. And what do they need this Christmas? They need the glorious riches of Jesus in their hearts. They need the hope of the glory that comes from having the gift of a Savior. Only God can do that. Only God can give what we need. And that's why the words of the angel are so important. Unto you this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. You know, we know those words well. But maybe this Christmas, let's try to make them real. This Christmas, let's see and share with others how God gives us what we need, not just what we want. We need love. Everyone wants to be loved. But sadly, our earthly relationships often fail to give the love we need. We look in the manger, though, and there we see God's love. His is a love which sacrifices. His is a love which gives its best. His is a love that's not destroyed because we are less than perfect. His is a love that keeps coming back again and again, beckoning, pleading, and calling us back to himself. His is a love which can be ours for as long as we live. This year, let's remember what Christmas is. Christmas isn't letters to Santa Claus. Christmas isn't an escape to a simpler life, a life which really probably never existed to begin with. Rather, Christmas is God's love lying in a manger for you. Christmas is the foreshadowing of God's love hanging on a cross. Christmas is the promise of God's love rising from the dead. Christmas is, as Paul said to the Colossians, the Word of God made fully known, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints. The glory of this mystery, which is God in you. In short, Christmas is the Christ, the Savior, given to us so that we might know and believe God's love is true, so that we might forgive as we've been forgiven, and so that we might tell others that Christ is born for them, so that they too may be reborn for eternity with him. Amen.